Radio.
Building a Generation of Life. An interview with Sydney student Madeline Bella on her call to mission in the United States.
I went to the United States over the Australian summer. It's a little bit crazy in my opinion because it would be snowing there at that point in time. What made you go to the United States over your uni break?
Okay, well, back in January 2012, I was blessed to go on a pro-life pilgrimage. We started in Guadalupe, and that was my first encounter with Our Lady of Guadalupe, and I just had a real big call, I felt, to get more involved in the pro-life movement and learn more about it. And I'm studying to become a high school teacher, so I'm really passionate about speaking with young adults and interacting with them and helping them on their faith journey. So we went to the March for Life on this pilgrimage, which was incredible and, to be honest, my first introduction to the world of being pro-life. So we did that, and at one of the conferences, at the Cardinal O'Connor Conference, I encountered this young organization called Generation Life, and they're incredible people. So Generation Life is a movement of young people committed to building a culture of life by educating young adults on the message of life and love, so pro-life and chastity. And the aim is to end abortion at its root cause through the education of the beautiful virtue of chastity. So straight away, as I was learning about this organization, I can still picture it, being told what it was and what they did. I just fell in love with the mission and the message and everything to do with Generation Life. And I came back home and I couldn't get the idea of going over and learning from them out of my head. And I began stalking them on Facebook and reading everything on their website. And a couple months later, I emailed the missionary that I met there, just asking if I could come over in the uni break. And I had an interview on Skype, and basically they said, yeah, come over whenever you can and learn from us, because we'd love for an Australian to come and learn about Gen Life and potentially start it up back home, which is what I'm intending to do, which is very, very exciting. So that's how I encountered Generation Life, and then I went over this January and was blessed again to go to the March for Life and just be reaffirmed in my heart that this is what the Lord is calling me to do. So that's Generation Life in a nutshell. So just building a culture of life and having fun while doing it.
Yeah, so what exactly did you do over there? Was it just really a learning experience, kind of like a work experience thing, or were you actually involved with the mission of Generation Life while you were there?
Yeah, I was heavily involved with the mission with Gen Life. So I basically was just living as a missionary for 6 weeks, so living with the other female missionaries, going to the talks and observing the talks that they did, being trained in the talks, going on the retreats, and just traveling around and going to schools and meeting different kids and watching their faces light up when they heard this beautiful message about the gift of their sexuality and the dignity of the human person. And yeah, so it was just a great experience.
Mm. So what is it that's kind of different? I've got in my head, whenever I talk about chastity, when I would have been in high school age, the idea of talking about chastity would have been at best a little bit quaint. How come you're seeing kids' eyes light up at the idea of chastity as opposed to eyes rolling at the idea of chastity? Yeah, there's plenty of stereotypes out there in the media or even in real life concerning people who pursue the virtue of chastity.
That's a great point, Luke. And I think the key to sharing the message of chastity is in the delivery. So the beautiful, unique thing about Generation Life that I've found was that, you know, you've got a bunch of young people who are just so excited about speaking about chastity every time they do. And young kids are just surprised by that, I think. And, you know, when they hear how rewarding and how fulfilling the lifestyle is for these individual missionaries, it's a contagious feeling. And, you know, it taps into the very desires of our heart. So every single person desires to be loved and to love another person, and that just goes without saying, like it's something written on our hearts. So, and sadly, like, we live in a culture where the virtue of chastity has been lost, and it's stereotyped and not appreciated for what it really is. And most people view chastity, as you said, as, you know, something negative or just not worth pursuing. But chastity is so much more than that. And it's not about a list of no's or abstinence or, you know, saying no to sex and pointing the finger. It's about saying yes to true, authentic love, which is what we were created for. And, you know, this culture of death that we find ourselves in is really a result of the fact that chastity is just not appreciated or pursued in our world anymore. And, you know, I really feel that chastity is the answer to ending abortion and to building a culture of life. And understanding that we were made in the image and likeness of God, who is love, that can really help us understand the gift and beauty of our sexuality, and that, you know, our desires are good. Our sexual desires are good, but the culture we live in this society has distorted them and manipulated, and that's where we get the terrible misuse of our sexuality.
Mm. So what was it about meeting Generation Life? What was it about them that drew you to want to take a month or so, a couple of months, out of your life here in Australia to go over there and pursue learning about it? Can you define exactly what it was about them that drew you to that life?
I'll try and define exactly what it was, but I think it was just the passion and the youthfulness and the desire each missionary had to bring light into this world of darkness, like to really just tap into the desires of the heart and to provide another option, you know, because this is our society. The media, especially the TV shows we watch, the movies we watch, the songs we listen to, they're all just promoting, you know, this sexual world. And I personally feel, just from my own experience and own education, that our world is in such need of sexual redemption. And as I said earlier, the gift of the virtue of chastity and the gift of our sexuality has been forgotten. And Generation Life really just brought together the pro-life and the chastity message in a way that I had never heard it before. And when I encountered it, I just knew in my heart that the Lord was asking me to really bring this to Sydney and just really try and contribute to building a culture of life.
You mentioned that you went into schools with Generation Life. Can you take me through, I guess, a regular program or a regular day in the life of a Generation Lifer with regards to their mission in schools?
I'll start with the daily life of a missionary. So, you know, we would wake up and we would start the day with Mass and sometimes a holy hour. And if we were if it was a praying day at the abortion clinic, we would go there for an hour and then go into the office and just research and discuss certain topics and really expand our knowledge on these messages and the current issues in society. And then if there was a talk scheduled at a school, so there's two missionaries would go to each school, so a male and a female, and it depended really on the age group of the class and what their teacher wanted them to hear. So if it was pro-life, chastity, and there's various other talks as well, but they're the two main ones. So you'd go into the school and you'd basically have an hour. I just watched all the talks, but the missionaries would speak for about an hour. And if it was chastity, if it was a chastity talk, they would be split into boys and girls separately. And the missionaries would give their talk, and then there was usually time for Q&A, which was usually the best, like very, really interesting. So, that's the talks. And
yeah. You mentioned that you had Mass at the start of the day and at times you'd pray outside of abortion clinics. Would you say that prayer is a key part of the Generation Life mission?
I would say that prayer is the key. Like that's what drives the mission, and that's what really has inspired me to go back in September and sign up for the Year of Mission, because I really felt that if I went over and learned for 6 weeks, I could come back home and just start it up But I was humbly mistaken when I realized that the community life and the prayer life and the growing together in spirituality and knowledge is just what really allows Generation Life to be the beauty and light that it is.
Mm.
So prayer is crucial.
You mentioned that you're going to be going back for a year, I believe you said. What was the discernment process in deciding to do that?
Mm. Yeah, the discernment process for that for me was crazy. As I mentioned, I thought I could just go over and learn everything in 6 weeks and then just come back and set it up because that's what I really felt called to do. But it was after being there for a couple of weeks, and we had a retreat with all the Generation Life missionaries and the staff came together in New York for a week retreat, and we had a day of silence in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And that day of silence for me was just the time I needed to send myself insane with this question of, is the Lord calling me to come and do a year of mission? Is he really asking me to, you know, leave my family, put my studies on hold, and put my dream of being a teacher on hold? And it was just a real battle in my heart for a few days where I was, you know, trying to discern. And then after praying about it, and I actually did a novena to Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, who's been an incredible inspiration to me throughout this mission and discernment. And it just became so clear that the Lord wanted me to give a year and to follow the witness that the missionaries at Gen Life were giving me. And so with much prayer and discernment, I said yes to the call. And now in the process of figuring out how to get an American visa and learning all these new things. So it is overwhelming at times, but it's incredibly humbling, and I'm honoured to serve the Lord in this mission because it's so close to my heart.
It's great to hear, and it's great to hear a young person really seizing an opportunity like that to take themselves out of their comfort zone for a year of mission in a foreign country. It's quite an inspiration to see. What would you say? I know this journey is definitely not over and it won't be over for a very long time. But what would you say the main thing is that you've taken out of this thus far?
That's a huge question, Nick. I think the main thing that I've taken out of this so far has been a real wake up in humility. Like just a real humbling experience on every single level. And you know, I couldn't dream of doing this, and I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the Lord holding my hand. And you know, that's where the prayer comes in, and it's just crucial. So I think for me, it's really taught me how to trust and how to just put everything in the Lord's hands and just to allow him to work through me and in my heart, and just give me the grace to say yes, the courage to answer the call, and yeah, I've just really been humbled by it all, knowing that I just can't do this without him, and it's really him doing it. I'm just the instrument. So that's the biggest thing I've learned from this. And as I said, that whole discernment process, at first I thought, yep, I can do this all in 6 weeks, and then it was like, no, you can't. You need me. You need to develop the heart of a servant and to just grow in holiness.
That's probably one of the best lessons that we can learn, and no doubt it won't be finished anytime soon. The teaching humility, I know it's something that's continually happening for me. If someone out there is looking to find out more about Generation Life, about the mission that they do in the United States, or even the potential of it coming to Australia, whereabouts would you direct them to?
Well, if you want to check out the website for Generation Life, it's www.generationlife.org. You can also like them on Facebook and stay up to date with what they're doing and current involvements that they're in. And if you are burning to know more and dying to get involved, contact me somehow, and I'd be more than happy to share more with you, or show you ways that you can get involved. But probably the biggest thing that anyone can do is pray. So please pray for Generation Life to be established here in Sydney. Please pray for me as I begin my mission process. And just, yeah, pray. Pray for an end to the culture of death and an increase to the culture of life. And, yeah.
All right, well, thank you once again for joining me. Thank you for sharing your story and sharing where God is really taking you. It's great to hear, and I know myself I'll try and pray for you, and I hope that our listeners will too. So thank you, Madeline.
Thank you, Luke.
That was an interview with Madeline Bella on Building a Generation of Life. For more interviews, talks and shows, visit cradio.org.au.